Zavim chats for Mishnah 6, Hazav bekaf mo'oznaim vo'echalin umashkin bekaf shnia. Similar kind of case to the last Mishnah, you've got a Zav sitting on one side of this, in one of the scales of this balance. And on the other side now, you don't have a chair or a couch, but what you've got is food or liquid. So says the Mishnah, that food or liquid will be tumain, will be impure as a rishon latumah, first level tumah, but it won't be impure as with the laws of midrash impurity won't apply. Meaning that even if the food or drink is heavier than the zav and lifting him up and bearing his weight, that won't become an av hatumah, because the laws of midrash impurity only apply to something which a person normally sits or lies on, and you don't normally sit or lie on food. So all of those laws of midrash impurity that we've been mentioning won't apply if it's food or drink on the other side of the scale. Next case, uba mace. What happens if there's a corpse lying on one side of the scale, and on the other side of the scale is, let's say, food or drink? Says the Mishnah, kol tahor, so they will remain pure, because a corpse doesn't have this law that it transmits impurity by moving something without touching it. That law doesn't apply to a corpse. Chutz mina adam, unless it's a person. So if you've got a corpse on one side of the scale and a person on the other side, if a person is moving a corpse without touching it, then the person does become impure. Ze chomer brzav mi b'meis. So you see that there's stringencies which apply to a zav more than to a dead body. B'chomer b'meis mi b'zav. And there's stringencies which apply to a corpse which don't apply to a zav. What are they? She'azav oise mishkav u'moishav mitachtav, that a zav will make impure whatever is underneath it, whatever is bearing his weight, even up to 1,000 articles, as we said in the last Mishnah, they will all become impure. L'tama adam l'tama begadim va'al gabav madaf, and what's above him will become impure to a lighter level impurity. L'tama oichlin u'mashkin, to make food or drink impure. Masha'ein ha'meis matame, but this halacha does not apply to a dead body. So if a dead body is lying on top of a whole lot of articles, so the article underneath it will become an avatuma, and then the article underneath will first level, second level, but that's it. It will only transmit to three levels, whereas if a zav is lying on top of a pile of articles, all of them will become impure. So you see that a zav in that case has stringency over a corpse. And chomer b'meis, but a dead body has stringencies. Shal meis metame bo'el, because a dead body transmits impurity bo'ohel, meaning, as we said before in the whole masechta that we did, that if you're in the same room as a corpse, you become impure. But if you're in the same room as a zav, so you don't become impure unless you touch him or something like that. But just being in the same room as him does not transmit impurity. So there you see a corpse has some stringencies. Umetame tumas shiva, and also a corpse transmits impurity to something which then needs to be cleaned through a purification process that takes 7 days. Masha'ein hazav metame, but a zav does not transmit impurity that needs to be purified through the 7-day purification process.